Our lives are shaped and directed in several ways, you could say. Among those are our heritage as well as our actions. Each can either contribute or hinder depending on how we understand and are actually willing to embrace them honestly. Life my next guest lived as the daughter of a mob boss was far from the glamour that the image creates quickly in your mind, no doubt. Her growing up years were filled with confusion, battles, disappointment, and later a sense of self-discovery about herself as well as her father, who just happened to be Vincent the Chin Gigante. She shares her life and the lessons she cultivated from it in her book, The Godfather's Daughter, Unlikely Story of Love, Healing, and Redemption. We say good morning to Rita Gigante. Good morning, Rita.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Always enjoy talking with you. Rita's website, to learn more about her work, her story, and a bunch of other stuff, spaceofgracehealing.com. And that also clues you in a bit until the home stretch of the story that Rita shares in The Godfather's Daughter. And let me run down the Rita Gigante September tour that's taking place. She'll be at the Tornet Washington Street in Tappan, or Tappan, depending on whether you live in the town or not in the town. It's different pronunciations in New York. On Friday, September 18th at 7 p.m., Roxbury Library in Suckasun on September 19th at 1 p.m., Tappan, give me a preference, Public Library, on September 22nd at 6:30 p.m. at the Lyndhurst Emergency Squad on September 25th from 7 to 9. That's an evening of divine mediumship, and with the author speaking from the spirit, Rosemary Rubinetti Capiello. I believe I got that right. I hope I did, since, yes. I'm also Italian. If I didn't, I'd be disowned by the heritage. And you can go to Rosemary Rubinetti Capiello.com to sign up for that event. Of course, we have all that information at our website. Rita has it at hers. Now, having gotten that into people's ears, Rita, when you wrote The Godfather's Daughter, you've certainly done your share of appearances, stops, and talks, and special events all through since the time that it published. What's the reaction been like with the book? What have you learned about what your story means to others, not just to yourself?
Well, it's been quite a journey. People from all over the world have either Facebooked me or emailed me, and you know, I didn't realize that people were getting my book in, let's say, Spain or England, but somehow they were, you know, they found it. And in one way or another, in one aspect or another, the book has affected their life in a way that they had no idea just by reading the cover that it was going to. So it could be, you know, the aspect of the, you know, coming out and the gay lifestyle. It could be having an oppressive father, and you know, being a woman in an Italian Catholic family. It could be a number of things, and it just for me it was an eye opener because I had no idea. I'm sorry that I have. I'm going to close.
Yeah, that's okay.
Hang on.
Not a problem.
I had no idea that it was going to run the gamut that it did. I knew I had different points to the story that I was sharing, and you know, it would definitely affect people. But it even took me by surprise as to the amount of people and where they were coming from all over the world.
And you know, quite frankly, within 260 pages, you really brought about the important points of a life, which, as I said in the introduction, runs the emotional gamut. You know, with that in mind, too. As far as your father, Vincent, how different was Vincent Gigante, the father, versus Vincent Gigante, the godfather?
It's interesting. In some aspects, he was the same, meaning, you know, he ran a tight ship. Things had to be a certain way. And he, you know, in order to keep his own sanity, because he had to worry about so many different things. And in other ways, you know, when I could get him up and dancing and to Elvis, and, you know, he would rub my back when I was sick, that was really the father quality that I was looking for. It was rare. It was there, but it was very rare. And, you know, he was so focused on keeping the act, you know, that he had to portray, that he rarely came out of context. And when he did, he even enjoyed himself. But it didn't last very long, which was sad because he didn't get a chance or an opportunity to actually, be the father that he could have been.
What's the thing with the responsibilities and the corner? He basically painted himself into defensive, such as it was, so he could keep away from what inevitably came to pass as far as his trial and incarceration, which Reed writes about in The Godfather's Daughter as well. But did he have regrets that if he, the old standby phrase, if I had it to do over again, I'd do a whole lot different?
In my opinion, yes, he did. I mean, not many people, or maybe some of them are familiar with now that I can speak to him on the other side because I'm a medium. So the regrets, I've known more about those regrets after he passed than before. And, he's mentioned a couple of times when he was alive that he probably shouldn't have had a family because when he got into this lifestyle, he didn't realize the enormity of it because he started so young and he got pulled in. And then once you get pulled in, it's like, you get to see the power, the money, and then your ego just takes it and runs, and of course he thought getting married and having children, I mean, that's what you did, but I think seeing then having to experience a family and another type of family that he had to take care of, it just became overwhelming and so much. How long can you go? And he went, my God.
Decades.
Yeah.
Decades and managed to avoid what, in hindsight, people saw as the obvious, and they looked at the Fed saying, what took you so long? We're talking to Rita Gigante, The Godfather's Daughter, and Unlike the Story of Love, Healing, and Redemption, spaceofgracehealing.com is her website. She's also having a series of appearances, 200 Washington Street, Tappan, New York, on Friday, September 18th at 7 p.m., Understanding the Basics of Psychic Senses. And she'll be at the Roxbury Library in Sarcasota on September 19th at 1 p.m., Tappan Public Library on Main Street, September 22nd at 6:30, and Lyndhurst Emergency Squad on September 25th from 7 to 9 p.m. That will be an evening of divine mediumship. And you can go to RosemarieRubinettiCapiello.com to register for that event. And then tickets will be at the door as well. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, as far as you, what was the weight? I mean, we're talking about what the weight of the life was for Dad. What about for you? Because there was a time where you were kept in the dark for a good stretch of your early life to the point where you actually beat the hell out of a girl in the school bathroom for talking about your family, about what was actually the truth about your family. You know, some would look at that story and say, well, Rita, like father, like daughter.
Yeah. I wasn't fully aware of the enormity of who Dad was and what he did and all that. And, there were always a lot of rumors out there. And I was having a really bad day that day.
Not as bad as the other girl.
Yeah, I was having a bad day. And it was like one too many rumors, one too many people talking. And I lost my cool and not my best performance there. but it just goes to show you that when you hold those secrets and when you keep things hidden from family members, and you have to find out a different way, and you have to find out in a way that is hurtful, because you'd want to hear it from your family first before you'd hear it from a stranger. Because all you think is people just talk about you. You don't know, the full extent of anything. And so, that piece was more hurtful to me than anything. Having to wonder and think and never know and have the anxiety about it and what does it all really mean? And, in this particular family and in that lifestyle, you don't talk. You don't talk about this kind of stuff. But, eventually it comes out because all secrets do. And the fact that it had to come out in that kind of context was very hurtful for me. So
we have about a minute and change left here. With that thought in mind then too, is closure I mean, when you find out the truth about your family first, is that sort of like the seven stages of grief where you have to eventually get to the point of acceptance? And is closure ever possible? If it is, did you find it? And do you think Dad ever did?
I think that I think finding out for me snapped a lot of puzzle pieces into place, and it was a relief to know. And then came the having to forgive and accept and move forward. And, you know, I was able to do that with him. And I really feel like, you know, people have, we peel like an onion, you know what I mean? Like there's layers to things. So there may still be things that I have to, you know, pull up and peel off and forgive and let go of. But for the most part, I feel like I've been able to do that. And I'm hoping that the book helps others to be able to do that, because it's truly the only freedom, the only way you get your freedom in this life is to be able to forgive and have compassion.
And to be aware of yourself, both in emotionally as well as in the call it, I guess, the common phrase, metaphysical sense, which is another part of Rita's life, as you'll read about in The Godfather's Daughter, and unlike the story of Love, Healing, and Redemption. She's honest about her father, doesn't glamorize, doesn't do a Hollywood retake of what was a challenging, dangerous, hurtful, and even sometimes happy life, given it all, mm-hmm. all moments put together. And Rita will have a variety of appearances. We're going to learn more about her story, her life, and her today's as well as her tomorrow's with Understanding the Basics of Psychic Senses on September 18th at 7 p.m. That will be at 200 Washington Street in Tappan, New York. Roxbury Library on Main Street in Sukasana on the 19th at 1 p.m. Tappan Public Library, September 22nd, 6:30 p.m. at the Lyndhurst Emergency Squad in, obviously, Lyndhurst on September 25th from 7 until 9 p.m. More info about Rita's appearances, spaceofgracehealing.com. Learn more about her story and get a book that way as well. And Rita, we always want honesty from people who we come cross paths with. More often than not, we're disappointed, but you do not disappoint, and your honesty comes with a lot of life lessons, which I fully understand that people are learning from, growing from, and healing through. So your story matters in so many ways, and you're never under an obligation to do what you do, but I'm glad you did. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, hon. I appreciate it.